Good morning. My name is Doug Murray, and I'm an alcoholic. I grew up thinking that drinking and partying was an awesome, and it was the thing to do. Well, little did I know, I depended on alcohol to help me get through hard times. 7 years ago, Michelle and I had lost our son, Dylan. He died about an hour after he was born. A few weeks after that, I got laid off from work. I then had all the time on my hands. I kept trying to find a job. Nobody was hiring. I got more and more depressed, and I was drinking more. 1 year, I passed. 1 year to the date that Dylan died, my mom passed away, and I still didn't have a job. I went back to school and got my GED. 6 months later, my dad also passed away, and I still couldn't find a job. I was becoming more and more depressed. I didn't know how to deal with my emotions or my feelings, so I drank. I found myself going to bed drunk. I found myself waking up drunk. Through this, my wife Michelle was telling me to get help and that she wasn't sure how much longer she could take. I tried several different rehabs. But they would just release me in after a week, and I would go right back to drinking. I had too much time on my hands. Without a job, the depression just got worse. I drank when I was happy. I drank when I was sad. I drank just because it was 5 o'clock somewhere. Michelle left one day. Excuse me. I can't see. Michelle left one day to go out and have a girls' night. She left a movie on TV about a couple that was going through divorce. I watched the whole thing, and it scared me. I knew Michelle was at her wit's end with me and talking about taking the kids and leaving. We had Bible studies with the children at night. Michelle told me and to pray and ask for help from Jesus. So I did. I didn't want to lose my precious family. So I prayed. I woke up one morning praying Jesus, begging him for help. I went to the hospital and told them whatever I needed to tell them, excuse me, to admit me in. Of course, I made sure I was very drunk when I went there. I ended up getting placed into the best program in the area. It was hard. At first, it was like being in jail. My wife and my kids got supervised vision. I then got transferred to North Cottage, where I earned privileges and went to meetings all day and all night until bedtime. I had counselors that would work with me on everything I needed to bottle up, that I've had bottled up for years. I was there for a while. I knew that this was my last chance. I didn't want to lose my family, or worse, die from the disease. I kept praying. One Sunday, I surrendered my life to Jesus and asked him to forgive me for all my sins, and he did. I have been sober for 5 years. And I know that it was by the grace of God. Now, I got this verse, Ephesians 2:8. For it is by the grace of God you've been saved through faith and not from yourselves. It is God's gift. I have been given a gift. Jesus saved me from my sins, and I am getting baptized today as a new man, and I get to spend eternity with Jesus.
You then in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.